Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
.305 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. We have made it. Let's get some of the very important Friday acknowledgments out of the way. Number one, it is Friday, so of course I am wearing something red, R-E-D. I urge you to do the same thing. R-E-D, remember. Everyone deployed. Started by a couple of Marine moms a few years ago just to get everybody to wear a little something red on Friday so that you could say, oh, right. There are good men, good women serving far, far from home every single day of the week. I had a TV shoot that I was involved in earlier today, so I was not actually wearing a red shirt, but as per usual, when things are, well, difficult, I reached out to my bestest buddy down there in Midlothian. You know, Emily Morrissey, the lovely young lady, princess of beads, behind Emily's Bracelets, emilysbracelets.com. So I was wearing a couple of Emily's red bracelets today. And thank you, Emily, for rescuing me. As always, oh, wait, of course, well, look, it's Friday. I got my Peppa Pig hat on because, well, you know, nothing says a little dose of Friday like a little dose of Peppa Pig. Here's the thing with our raccoon up here in Ashland. And some folks have dubbed him Al. Now I'm thinking, I mean, I don't know. I haven't seen his driver's license. Obviously, the folks in the ABC store didn't see his driver's license at all until, well, Animal Control came out. Then they booked him and stuff and took his little paw prints. But I don't know that his name is Al. And then Saturday Night Live last week, it was a gal who was apparently, how do I say it politely, Germ? This was like a slutty raccoon. I didn't know raccoons could be, well, anyway, what do I know about the morals of a raccoon, right? I have no idea. But I'm listening to that report. You know, we've got the best sheriff's office anywhere, right up here in Hanover. Dave Hines just does an amazing job, and the team up here is amazing. And our animal control people inside the Hanover County Sheriff's Office, they're great people. So I'm listening to the officer there. I had actually listened to here in Hanover the other day. Kristen Dunlop is our county communications person. She does an amazing job. And that's one of her projects, I know. So I'm hearing about the raccoon was in the karate studio and also went into the DMV. I want to know if this is just a stupid raccoon or if this raccoon gets drunk first and hasn't figured out that just a couple of doors down is a gigantic food lion, right? If you're a raccoon, I thought the whole point being out in, what do you call that stuff that's outside? Nature. Yeah. Being out in nature is that you got to eat, right? Aren't wild animals always looking for food? This is one of the reasons I don't want to be a wild animal. It doesn't seem all that rewarding. Well, we gotta go find something to eat. Then we're going to sleep. Well, then we're going to eat. And then we have to propagate the species. Well, maybe I would be good as a wild animal, now that I think about it. I don't know if raccoon's the way to go. But why hasn't the raccoon figured out that it should go to food lion? If you figured out how to break into the ABC store in that little strip mall in Ashland, and you figured out how to get it in the karate studio, what are you going to get there? You're going to get geese? I mean, really, what exactly are you going to get inside the karate studio? And then breaking into the DMV, well, maybe some of the folks there have some snacks in the back, but good Lord, man, if you broke into the DMV, you were literally next to the food lion. There's just aisles and aisles of food. So, I don't know anything about raccoons. However, I'm beginning to think that our little drunk raccoon here in Ashland may not be the smartest raccoon in the raccoonatorium. Or I don't know, what do you call a pack of raccoons? A gaggle of raccoon? Well, whatever it is, I don't know. All right, what else we got? The TV shoot. Yes. So I was down on Sharp's Island. If you're not familiar with Sharp's Island, it is the island that is exactly in the middle of the James River. It has the most amazing views. What it doesn't have is a real building or a good way to get there. I have a riddle for you. I have a question for you. Counting today, when I rode in a canoe twice, how many times have I ridden in a canoe? Think about it. Today, to get to Sharp's Island and to get back from Sharp's Island, I had to ride in a canoe twice, once going out, once coming back. Aside from those two trips, how many times has your humble host been in a canoe? I have no prizes for you, but I am curious to see, because you are devoted listeners, if you can figure this one out. Hit me up on the James River Air text line, would you please? 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. Counting my two canoe rides today, how many times have I been in a canoe? Why did I get in a canoe? Why was I out there on Sharp's Island? Well, now this part is actually quite interesting. The island out there used to have a real, actual house. A two-story stone house. But, you know, there's no road that goes out to Sharp's Island. So to get out there, it's by boat. It's the only way to get out there. Now that house crumbled at some point. The foundation is still out there. And, you know, I've been at this point, I think, just about every single place in Central Virginia that's interesting, you know? But I had never been out to this island. I obviously had driven by it, right? If you look from the street, you see it. You're going over the Nickel Bridge, you're going to see it. You go over Hull Street Road there, you're going to see it. But I had never paid much attention to it. I should have, because it's really, really a cool place. It is not designed for luxury, but it is super interesting. Now, I am related by marriage to the guy that owns that island. I have a cousin, great guy, and he is married to this guy's sister. And this guy, Andy, who many of us used to read in the Times-Dispatch when there was, you know, a Times-Dispatch, he was their outdoor columnist. He would write all about the great outdoors and what there is to do outdoors and the rest of it. Now, you know, I wouldn't necessarily read it voluntarily because I am the great indoorsman. But nonetheless, he knows everything. It's amazing. And now he's got this great little podcast TV show. And last week, his guest was the mayor, Dr. Donnie Avuli. And today, it was me. Right now, I mean, you know, the mayor and I are not exactly simpatico on a lot of things, but this was a good time. This was a good time. So I'm going to get you the details on when you can take a look at the show. I believe it drops on Tuesday. As soon as I know, you will know, and I will, of course, ask you to please take a look at it. And read it and enjoy it, because I think you will definitely enjoy it. I really do. I think it's going to be fun to take a look at all of that. It's some good stuff that you are going to see with it. And you will see me in a place that is most assuredly not my natural habitat. Oh, and did I mention it was cold today? Right. Well, here we go. Cue me complaining about the cold. So Heidi was bundling me up like I was Ralphie from A Christmas Story. And she said, all right, look, Harry bought a pair of, I don't know, long john pants, a long john shirt. And you're supposed to wear those when you go out running in cold weather. And it's like, hi, I'm Jeff Katz. Have we met? She says, no, we'll just put them on. So she put them on. Or I put them on, and you know, she made sure I put them on properly. Then I put on my socks. She said, those are dress socks. I said, well, I'm going to be dressed. She said, no, you can't wear socks that thin. Your feet will be cold. Okay, what do I do? So she handed me a pair of her pink wool socks. Apparently, they're designed for being outdoors and hiking. Two things I avoid as much as humanly possible. So I put them on. And then I'm going to put on my shoes. So I figured, well, I'll grab a pair of Tecovas. No. And then I thought, well, I'll wear a pair of sneakers that I got from a Lucky Road Run Shop. No. And she's going through the closet. Apparently, a couple of years back when I went turkey hunting, I bought a pair of boot-like things, you know, with the knobby soles designed for the outdoors. Because I was outdoors shooting at turkeys. So then I put those on. Then it was time to really bundle me up, and I got something called a neck up from the neck up. It's like this wrap thing, and I got a hat, and then I put on a sweatshirt and a winter. I mean, I was ready to roll. I would have rolled because I couldn't move, but I did make it down there. And then inside the little cabin that they actually have a wood burning fireplace. The windup was actually quite comfy. So I took off the big coat, and I didn't need that. I didn't need the neck up, but I just had my sweatshirt on. All right. So I will let you know when you'll be able to see that, especially since it comes on a day when I was inside of a canoe in the James River, not once, but twice. It is 316 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Yeah! Woo! All right, a little Hanukkah music. Got me thinking potatoes now. Latkes. No, I gotta have everybody over for latkes. All right, so let's see how well you know me. You gotta tell me. How many times, counting the two times today, has your humble host been inside of a canoe? Anyone? Well, let's take a look. 833-804-1140. Oh, the corrections are coming in, Jeff. I enjoyed the tale of your canoeing adventure. Technical point, however, it was not Ralphie that got bundled up. It was little brother Randy. All right. It was one of them. Nonetheless, I was bundled up. Here's somebody else wanting to make sure. Jeff, it was Randy, not Ralphie, that was wrapped up. Joe in Harper's Ferry, West Virginia. All right. Well, thank you. All right. And from RVA, good afternoon, Jeff. I'm looking forward to the show. Sounds very interesting. Wearing two of Emily's Christmas bracelets right now. Tis the season and brings a big smile to my face. Well, Emily Morrissey does that, and Emily's bracelets always do that. Bring a big smile to your place, your face and your place.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
David in Rivers Bend down in Chester says, "Hey, Jeff, as an ex-scout leader, hopefully you have been on many canoes." Ed from Short Pump, "Jeff, I'd be willing to bet your only canoe rides were today." Josh down in Prince George says, "Jeff, wait a minute. You were a scoutmaster. You should have been in hundreds of canoe rides, right?" Josh checking in from Charles City says, two? Yeah. Joe from Harper's Ferry says, "I would venture twice." 804 says, two? And it just keeps going, two. Yes, you're absolutely correct. The first, and according to my calculations, the last time that I will ever be inside of a canoe today. That was it. But you're going to have to watch the TV show that comes out with me out there. It was a good deal of fun. You know, one of the things that we talked about was a shared love for Central Virginia. That's the part that I thought was really cool. In fact, I thought the whole thing was cool. Great video people, real pros, and Andy himself, just a super, super, super nice guy. Not a point of connection with the outdoors until I was outdoors. Because Heidi was livid. Oh, my God. Well, you understand. This is like a Heidi thing. Heidi would go and do that immediately. She was livid that I was the one who got the invitation. So I did mention that to Andy and said she would have loved this. She said, oh, well, you guys should come back. You know, they do it, believe it or not, the Sharps Island place. They do it as like an Airbnb. You can rent the island and you can, I guess, bring your sleeping bags. You know, I don't sleep out under the stars. Why? Because my people camped for 40 years. I am done camping. However, if that's one of those things that you like, then this would be a great place to do it. Sharps Island. I'll try and get all the details. I probably should have had them today, huh? But I was so traumatized from that canoe. One of the things I observed, and you may want to make a note of this if you are ever going to find yourself in a canoe, they're not very stable. It's not well balanced. It's not like that cruise ship that I was on. It's like a tiny little thing. It's all pointy at the bottom. And if you just move one way or the other, the whole doggone thing starts shaking and you can wind up in the river. So I don't know about you. I'm thinking maybe we need a law to outlaw them, you know, to make sure nobody else has, or maybe not. All right. It is good stuff. And we got a lot of stuff that we are dealing with as we head through the afternoon. Let me remind you, Congressman Dave Bratt's going to be along at 3:35. Stan Drewski is going to be here at 4:35. Looking forward to speaking with both of those gentlemen. Just added to the lineup, State Senator Bryce Reeves is going to be here. Now, Bryce has entered the race. He wants to replace the ever-constipated Mark Warner. So I'm looking forward to hearing what Bryce has to say. I think he's been a pretty solid member of the state Senate. I think he's a pretty good guy. And I think he'd be one hell of a U.S. senator, to tell you the truth. It is 3:27, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Yeah. We have made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. We've got a, well, I'm going to say a beautiful weekend simply because it's almost the weekend. Maybe a little dusting here or there, but it doesn't appear as if any of the snow discussion is all that serious. I probably should have said that out loud, huh? But that's what it's looking like right now. We are experiencing, as you just heard from Charles Pyle in our news report there, an exodus of investors from high tech at the moment. I don't know exactly what that means, and I'm not sure how that ties into the bigger economic picture or if this is like a one-day blip sort of thing. But I'll tell you who probably has a clue about that in the recent Fed interest rate cut, Dr. Dave Bratt, who is the senior vice president at Liberty University for...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Business relations, but is never on this program on behalf of Liberty. He's simply here because he's a really smart guy, a nice guy, a longtime friend, and somebody who I really enjoy chatting with. So, Dave, I appreciate you being here.
I love being on. Thanks, Jeff. You run a great show.
Well, thank you, my friend. Let's talk about what we just heard about in the news here. This, I think the term that Charles used was exodus from of investors from high tech. What's really going on economically speaking?
Yeah, I don't know about that. Everything gets exaggerated, but I did get some good charts from a mainstream kind of steady pair of hands economists a couple days ago.
Okay.
And pretty interesting, easy way to put it. So GDP, right, the size of the economy,
yep,
is growing at about 3.5% right now, according to the Atlanta Fed. Now you can go there. They don't do extended forecasts, but right now we're growing at 3.5, which is not bad. It's more than I thought we'd be at after my pessimistic productivity talks over the past years. We should be at about 2.
Yep.
So we're doing a little bit better than that. But he broke that 3% down in a part, and everyone says, well, AI is the whole economy. Well, that's clearly not true, right? So
right. Of
the 3%, 2% of it, most of it is consumer spending, as always, right? Consumer spending is about 2/3 of the economy. And then the 1% is in non-residential investment. So you can just think of that in non-housing, so investment, capital investment.
Right.
And then the interesting thing there is that capital investment is broken down into a couple parts, and the growth in investment is not in business, energy plants or chip plants or all that kind of stuff. But it is in a fairly sizable, close to the 1% is in the technology and innovation within existing firms, right? So they're not building new plants yet, but the plants they have, they're really gearing up with advanced technology and investment. And so, it's a good chunk of the economy, but it's not the whole thing. And the AI thing, it's being embedded, in ways, but it's still, I'd say, only 10-15 at most 20% embedded in all firms across the country.
Gotcha. All right. Oh, that is interesting. Then I look at these market numbers, Dave, and you and I have chatted about it. I mean, the markets, generally speaking, are very, very good for the Magnificent Seven and all the rest of that stuff. But every one of us out here in the real world, come on, we've got 401ks, we've got IRAs, they're invested in this stuff, so we do have to care, right?
Yeah, no, that's right. The lucky half of the American people don't have hardly any retirement accounts, and it's a tragedy. And even the top 50, a lot of those are not much. And then the inflation, the Biden inflation, no one's taught the American people that inflation took 20% out of the purchasing power of your retirement accounts, right? It's not just the shopping basket that's getting killed from that Biden inflation.
That's right.
And so now under Trump, inflation is down to 2 or 3, but it's still going up by 2 or 3. It's not going down, right? It's never gone down.
Wow.
And so when the people say I'm hurting, they are. They're hurting.
Yep.
And so that, you know, but it just, I'm preaching to the choir on this channel. We got to get back to market fundamentals. And unfortunately, half the country is fascinated with Mamdani and the governor of California, Newsom, who's just tanked their entire state. Yep. And yet half the people appear to love this destructive economics. I don't get it.
Well, that stinks, because I was just going to ask you, because I'm sure you must get it. What is the embrace of this? Is it strictly younger folks, Dave, who, unlike you, unlike me, did not live through the Soviet Union and East Germany on full display, where we could see every single day growing up what an absolute utter disaster this nonsense is? Are they just upset that they're not getting, in their minds, what you and I got, the generation preceding it, and they're just thinking, well, hey, we're just going to take it from them?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, you know, and there's no economic education, right? And the poor kids in Chicago, the third graders, the literacy rate is 12%, as I've said many times.
Yep.
So they can't even read, much less economic education.
Yeah.
And then in the economic education, you learn about capitalism. That's about freedom and free markets, which, number one, means you don't have a $7 trillion government budget every year. That's $7 trillion out of our economy that's zero productivity and probably negative productivity.
Yep.
When you slice it up with all these green boondoggles and Ukrainian wars and all this mischief they're up to.
That's right.
And then on top of that, it's what you just got done saying, the Magnificent Seven. These seven firms make up, you know, 40% of the S&P 500, the entire stock market, right? Seven firms make up 40%. That's seven guys that run it, and they're all on the left.
Right.
And the Republicans get blamed for being the party of the rich, so that's insane.
Yep.
And then the young kids say, I hate capitalism because I hate this.
Yeah.
Well, this is not capitalism. This is seven monopolies, and they're called oligarchies. They're called the oligarchs, right? They're like the Chinese oligarchs and the Russian oligarchs.
That's right.
And so, you know, if the kids haven't been educated, you can't blame them for being ticked off at the status quo, because it's terrible. And we're in debt up to our eyeballs, and the kids know they got to pay it off.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, there's nothing going their way. The housing market's terrible. The interest rates still aren't down all the way.
Yeah.
And but they need to know there is hope, and it's called freedom. Get the government out of your face, right? You go out and earn your own living.
Yep.
And the burden is on you. There's no way around that one. Right? You're in charge of your own life.
That's right.
Don't blame it on anyone else. You can blame it, but it won't do you any good, right? Yeah. So that's my sermon for the day.
No, well, it's sage advice, and expert insight as always. What about that rate cut? We saw it come down, I think, 0.25%, and then there was the chattering class said, hey, if you're really reading what Jerome Powell said, this is going to be the last one for a while, because there were some dissenters on that board. What should I unpack from that, Dave?
Well, what you should unpack is that when your economy hangs on the breath of a 0.25% interest rate reduction from the Fed, your economy is terrible.
Mm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
The fact that we wait on this hand and foot, and that the stock market waits on this, it's got very little to do with the real economy and the productivity and the welfare of the young kids. The Federal Reserve, on the other hand, has ruined the lives of the young kids for the past 30 years.
Yep.
And Scott Bessent, the current Treasury Secretary, said last year, the ride of the stock market is over. Now it's Main Street's turn, right?
Yeah.
Meaning the Fed should turn that way. But even our guys under Trump are going to be these, you know, marginal economic types making tweaks at the boundaries when the whole Fed needs to be a wrecking ball.
Mm.
And for example, the Federal Reserve has thousands of economists, right? They've never examined, do you think 20 million illegal immigrants in the country, illegal, right? This is the main term that matters, might have an effect on wages for the poor in this country? Yes.
Yeah.
Do you think that the $17 trillion we spent on war could have been better spent teaching those poor third grade kids in Chicago how to read and giving them a life?
Yep.
Right. The economists should all be fired. Right.
Yeah.
So these little tweaks to the interest rate okay, whatever. They matter a little bit, right?
Right.
But they're not the main point.
Yep.
But you wouldn't know that because the economists are so it's just corruption and lack of courage and lack of moral convictions all around. Everyone's scared.
You mentioned the illegal aliens that are here, 20 million there, and the suppression of wages as a result of that. It's also part of the reason that housing is so unaffordable. All of a sudden, you take a country and you essentially add 10% to the population.
Yeah.
Are these folks going to be pitching tents, or are they now in the rental market and the purchase market? Because let's face it, the banks made all sorts of allowances for people who didn't have Social Security numbers, should not have been in the country, but hey, we'll get you a mortgage. Here you go.
Yeah, no, we're subsidizing the illegals in many ways more than the American citizens.
Yeah.
And the billionaire class is also, you know, BlackRock and all these gigantic firms are buying real estate away, you know, and turning them into apartments and charging you. And then the biggest doozy is education. I just saw New York City, folks, guess what it costs to educate one kid in the public schools in New York City? $42,000.
Wow.
So if you're a nice, you know, all these people are made in the image of God. I don't got any issue with these people, right?
That's right.
They're illegal. That's the problem.
Yep.
So they come across with two kids. They make $40,000. If you got two kids in public school, they're costing $80,000.
Wow.
That's a problem.
That's a big
problem. You're paying the bill for it. And you didn't vote for that, and you were not allowed to vote for that. And so, I guess New York City did. But it's unbelievable, too. That's what I don't get. I don't get why they're voting for it.
It's crazy. I mean, the whole thing strikes me as crazy. Let me remind everybody, Dr. Dave Bratt is joining us. And Dave is many things, a career educator, a professor, used to be up here in my neck of the woods at Randolph-Macon. Of course, a distinguished member of Congress, and then got promoted to civilian, I guess, right? How happy were you? Now, let's all kidding aside.
Right.
I mean, I know you wanted to win, but it wasn't necessarily the worst news you got, was it?
No, there's just, you know, I lost a great set of friends up there, and we had a great time in the Freedom Caucus. And that, you know, and even the Dems, this Juan Vargas Catholic dude.
Yeah.
Every morning I'd go in the weight room, and he's Catholic, and I'm Protestant, so he. Hey, Dave, why do you hate Mary? That's how I greet it every morning. And I say, Juan, I love Mary. She's the mother of Jesus.
Yeah.
And, you know, it would proceed that way. So we had, you know, it was great in some ways, but now it's even, I mean, back then I couldn't get out the word at all, right? We didn't have any of this social media stuff, or at least now the conservatives can say something.
That's right.
We were all censored voluntarily.
Yeah.
And so that was absolute torture, right? Oh. So, yeah, no, I like being with young people and going around the country talking and doing that. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, I know you do. I can hear it in your voice. I can hear the smile right through the telephone. Hey, talk about some of those young people, because this is where you and I, again, our stage of life, we're the same age. We look at folks who are in their 20s. We want them to do well. We've both got kids. We're hoping they're successful. We've done the best we can. But you're surrounded by thousands of really great young people every day. Inspiring or not?
Oh, yeah. No, I invite CEOs around the country, right, from Silicon Valley. I had a ton of guys come in to, you know, just every industry, the tech industry you're talking about, and everybody, you know, Dallas and Houston, Atlanta, Florida, New York, whatever.
Yep.
And they come in, and I tell them, wait till you meet the kids. They're different. And they're like, yeah, Dave, whatever. And then they meet our kids. They go, Dave, you weren't kidding. These kids are they're exceptional. And it is, it's just a hope in there, you know, and our kids here, there's no entitlement attitude at all.
Right.
They're honest. They work hard. They stay late.
Yep.
And for voluntary stuff, they stay late. And so, and that's what I was saying in my little sermon, right?
Yep.
It's the same when I was at Randolph-Macon or here, there's great kids, and the kids that go to the career center ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids who design their curriculum and find marketable skills, I highly recommend big data, anything related to data right now.
Yes.
You take control of your life.
Yeah.
And you'll do okay, right?
Yep.
Even if the economy is tanking. And by you taking control of your life, you'll make the economy better.
That's
and you'll hold the politicians accountable for being stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, in that case, there's a lot of accountability to be held. I will say, because, of course, you're never here on behalf of Liberty University, but I will say, as someone who has visited Liberty, spent time at Liberty, been able to exchange some words here and there with professors and the students at Liberty, it is a stellar institution. It is filled with great people. And anybody who's listening right now who is getting ready to think about college, or you've got kids or nieces or nephews, I'm just telling you, it's right down the road. You've got to put Liberty on the list. At least take a look at it and get the true lay of the land. Dave, I can't thank you enough for making time every week. You know, I love spending time with you. I'm sorry it's not in person. That would be way more fun. But we just love getting your expertise. Yeah.
Well,
your
when you're in the area, just let me know. We'll get you in front of some kids and have some fun doing Q&A. They love it.
You betcha. I absolutely look forward to it. Dave, have a blessed weekend, brother. We will talk soon.
Bless you back, brother.
Thank you. That is my friend, Dr. Dave Bratt. He is the senior vice president down there at Liberty. Great guy. And what can I tell you? I think the world of Dave. I really do. And his insight on this. It's like real world economics, but also real world. That's why his students, even at Randolph-Macon, where not everybody was on the same page. He talks about all the years he spent at Randy Mac with left-wing professors, right? I mean, his career is in academia. And how many times has he been with us to talk about some of these left-wing professors? Like, yeah, well, I mean, you know. You have disagreements, you have discussions, and then you go, you have dinner, which I think is probably the way things ought to go, but we'll see. 351, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win, and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.